Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined, as always, by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com. You know, just to show you the fluid nature of the playoff situation, as we were on the bus coming back from Cleveland yesterday, the buses have Wi-Fi on them. I was, you know, doing some work, and I kept going back to NFL.com, checking the standings, and at that point, the Steelers were the last or the sixth seed in the AFC, the second wild card team. Wow. You know, on that flight back from Minnesota, or not from Minnesota, from London after losing to Minnesota, the Steelers were probably looking at the first overall pick, lose to a previously winless team. That's got to be.
I don't know if they were looking over. Looking at the first overall pick, but that was the day Ben Roethlisberger said they were probably the worst team in the league. And they've gotten better.
They have. Yes, they have. You know, yesterday against the Browns, I thought the Steelers were pretty much in control throughout.
Maybe not in the first quarter. It was 3-3 for a while, and then the Steelers struck at the end of the half and kind of took control of the game. But I certainly think the yardage totals and the point total for the Browns are bloated by a lot of meaningless stuff that happened in the second half of the fourth quarter after the Steelers had taken a 27-3 lead. And that was the performance they were looking for on the road in the division. And I can hear the naysayers, Bob. I hear the skeptics. It was only Cleveland. But nobody in this division had gone on the road and won against a division team.
The Ravens went there and lost,
prior
didn't
to that,
they?
Ravens went there and lost. Bengals went there and lost.
You know, I mean, you can say what you want about the Browns, but, you know, yeah, it's again, I mean, I'm not I haven't ordered any plane reservations for playoff games.
Well, it's good because you might end up hosting them.
I was just going to say, nor have I you know, plan for any weekends at home.
You don't want to be out of town when the AFC North champs are hosting somebody on the first weekend.
Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it? But, I mean, you know, they're getting there. The defense still will give up yards, but, I mean, they were good when it counted and took the ball away. I mean, I have always believed, you know, Ike Taylor – when in his game against Megatron, okay, Megatron caught three touchdown passes. If Ike Taylor holds on to the two interceptions,
I think he only had two.
If Ike Taylor holds on to the two interceptions that hit him in the chest, I think you look at that as a win for the defense, because an interception to me is harder to get than a touch for a defensive back than a touchdown is for a wide receiver, based on the way the game is played.
And he might have had a pick six on one of those.
So, you know, to me, I'm giving up yards for takeaways. I am. I don't care. You know, move the ball up and down the field you want. If my defense is going to take the ball away before you can stick it in the end zone, I really think that that is more the way the game is played, as opposed to, you know, thinking you're going to shut anybody down. That just doesn't seem real. But Steelers were physical. They took the ball away. You know, they ran it. I think that's what the running game is going to be. I really do. I don't think you have, and I'm not pointing a finger at any running backs either. I think that you have to just kind of understand what you have up front, and the fact that you spent an entire offseason working on zone scheme, and eight plays into the regular season, you lost the guy who was going to make all of that work. So I just think that the running game is going to be what it is, but that can be good enough.
I think it can be a little better than what it is, and I think it will be a little better than what it is. And I think right now it is positively impacting games. The numbers maybe aren't glorious, but you look at 80 yards out of Le'Veon Bell on the ground yesterday against a team that was number one in the NFL in yards per play against, and contributed 18 more on the receiving end. But just using the backs, using the clock, every time you run the ball, that's another time Ben Roethlisberger's not going to get sacked, Bob. And, boy, I'm really a fan of this not allowing him to get sacked and him contributing to that by getting the ball out quick. And you see that the chunk plays are still coming. Revelation, the roof is parting, the sunlight is shining down. We are in a state of grace because chunk plays can be attained without holding the ball for 17 seconds, running around like Fran Tarkenton back there.
Yeah, I mean, and if you watch the game last night, I mean, those two guys have been making a living on that stuff.
Quick, forever. And it's working, and you're seeing what the offense is supposed to look like. And when you see the offense do what it's supposed to do, one of the other things it does is possess the football, which keeps the defense on the field less frequently, which allows it to play harder and faster for the snaps that it is on the field. And when it is playing from a lead, it can be more in attack mode, and the turnovers can come, and the lead can get bigger, and everybody leave First Energy Stadium early and beat the traffic because it's done in the third quarter.
And I saw the clouds parting there, too. When you were saying that about the defense, about how, you know, if the offense maintains possession of the ball, the defense can go harder, blah, blah, blah.
I've become a huge fan this year of time of possession, and not even the, you know, point per minute thing that they've been shooting for a long time. But Troy has talked about this for years here, that the defense is better when it plays fewer minutes. Well, of course it is. Why would every defense would be, right? It stands to reason. They have to work together.
But this particular defense, the way it plays better, I think, is what we saw manifest itself more yesterday in terms of the takeaways. You know, those are the things that, you know.
William Gay clean on a blitz. Clean.
Clean, right.
Because Dick LeBeau still knows what he's doing.
Yeah. So.
Because, you know, that was a big issue for a while, right? I mean, so I heard.
Yeah, those kind of things kind of die out, you know, when the team wins. I mean, now we'll start hearing a lot of things about how close the locker room is. I mean, those are the things you hear when you win. And
wait,
you know,
I hear Kumbaya wafting up from the.
You like let's look forward a little bit. I mean, the next game is just a few days from now. You like their chances?
Flip a coin, I think. I think this is a game that the Steelers can play well in and still lose. And I think the Ravens will make a firm stand the way they did against the Jets yesterday. I think both of these teams embrace this game for what it is, which is a 15-round heavyweight fight.
Yeah.
And it's hard to predict those.
Make a prediction. Bet you the final margin's 3 points.
Yeah. Going out on a limb, are we? No, it's the problem with this game is, I just mentioned, you could play well and lose, and the safety net has kind of been removed by the struggles against teams that were perceived inferior earlier in the season. But they'll certainly have every opportunity. You got to like the way they're playing, the momentum they're generating. And I think this coaching staff is funny. We talked on one of these shows last week. I mentioned that Heath Miller had said no AFC North team had won on the road. By Friday, every guy in that locker room was talking about that after practice on Friday. So the coaching staff got the word out on that, and I think now the coaching staff can say, hey, you did it once, you can do it again. You know, they like to positively reinforce as well as challenge. When you get a goal line stand or you win a game in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, they say, next time we're in that situation, we'll know we can do it.
Yeah.
This is next time, so they know that they know they can do it. They did it there last year. Certainly have every shot, but I'm going to acknowledge that the Ravens have it together well enough and know the environment and the atmosphere and the situation playing Pittsburgh. They're going to give them their best shot.
It's fun though, you know. It's back now to being fun. I didn't know if this NFL regular season was ever going to get to this point, but you know, it's Thanksgiving and coming up here, and the Steelers are relevant.
And for this, we are truly thankful.
That'll do it for this edition of Talking Steelers Football. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.